become blinded. So one of the outcomes that we mentioned was, the more people inform you how great you are, how good you are, then in your mind that this is the only sort of opinion that you're receiving, you're not really receiving any criticism. Perhaps people might not be as brave when it comes to saying good things, then people might want to do that. But when it comes to something that is quite critical, they might be a bit more hesitant. So in our minds, we're thinking we're the best thing since sliced bread, you know, as soon as we hear all this praise. So once, then we start believing our own hype. This is very, you know, there's a dua of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, Allahumma ja'alni sagheeran fi ayni wa kabeeran fi a'yunin nas. That, oh Allah, make me small in my own understanding, that for my own perspective of myself, of who I am, keep my understanding of myself small, humble, as in I'm not worth anything. But allow it to be the case that in front of the people, that they consider me to be something of an authority or a place of respect. Not because of who I am, but because of the position that he occupies. Because ultimately, if you're in a position of influence, then you need to yield the respect of your congregants, the people that follow you. If they see you behaving in a particular way and they lose their respect, then you are going to be the source of their deen. You're going to be a place where they have to take from you. And if that's lost, if that's compromised, then that's going to affect the da'wah. It's going to affect the spreading of deen. And generally speaking, this should be the case as adults in our homes and families, subhanAllah. You know, when our parents, they smoke cigarettes and these sort of things, the children, they're looking at this and they're thinking, you know, okay, when I'm older, I might start smoking cigarettes as well. And, you know, it happens. So if we want to have the desired effect of whoever looks up to us, then we should preserve their understanding of us as well. So that's that. That keep our understanding, our perspective of ourselves very, very humble. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another narration, whoever humbles himself, tawadu, is a big concept in our deen. Whoever subdues himself, does tawadu, which is to kind of be very, very high status. There'll come a time where inshallah Allah will, you know, the right people will, you know, give you that level of respect. Don't look, don't go around seeking for it, really, one if it is to happen. Moving on. The sixth illness of the heart, Musannif, the author, he mentions, is i'tiqadul bid'ah, to have belief of innovations. And this is quite a very lengthy topic. He goes into quite a lot of detail. So first and foremost, he says, wa asbabuhu, the causes of a person having i'tiqad. I'tiqad is an internal belief that he's not going to budge from this. This is what he was brought up with, and this is what he's going to be convinced otherwise. The reason, there are four reasons why a person behaves like this, or they are persistent on their misguided beliefs. Number one is ittiba'ul hawa, the following of desires. Number two, al-i'timadu 'ala al-aql.